Chinese patrols in contested waters and a new Chinese garrison on a disputed island put rival claims to the South China Sea front and center at this week's forum of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation. Rory Medcalf directs the International Security Program at Australia's Lowy Institute.
There is a small risk, and I think it's a growing risk, that an incident at sea could escalate into conflict involving China and one of its neighbours, and I think that's what we're all worried about.
U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says Southeast Asian nations should draft a unified code of conduct with China to resolve competing claims to the sea.
We believe the nations of the region should work collaboratively together to resolve disputes without coercion, without intimidation, without threats, and certainly without the use of force.
Indonesian Foreign Minister Marty Natalegawa is taking the lead.
I had a very good, frank and candid discussion with my Foreign Minister of China colleague here in this very same building to call on him to revert back to the diplomatic process. I think the track is quite clear what's ahead of us, namely we must apply ourselves to have the code of conduct done.
But the Association of Southeast Asian Nations failed to agree on a code of conduct in July. Justin Logan of Washington's Cato Institute says this week's APEC summit may do no better.
I mean, I think bringing in different countries will create a different dynamic, although in all likelihood, many of the countries that were involved in the first go-round will be very, very reticent to get back involved again, seeing that the sort of sour outcome that happened in ASEAN.
Resolving the standoff is complicated by Chinese wariness of the Obama administration's greater military and economic involvement in Asia. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Hong Lei.
We have noticed the United States has said many times that it will not hold a position on the South China Sea issue. We hope they can keep their promises and do more things that are conducive to regional peace and stability, not the opposite.
Before APEC, Secretary Clinton has tried to soothe tensions with China.
We want to see them play a positive role in navigation and maritime security issues. We want to see them contribute to sustainable development for the people of the Pacific, to protect the precious environment, including the oceans.
U.S. officials expect this APEC summit will endorse the need for a code of conduct over the South China Sea, so mechanisms for resolving rival claims might be in place before November's East Asia summit in Cambodia. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Beijing.